Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is all about the royal family. So I'm going to be discussing the issue, the topic of Queen Elizabeth and Co. But before I do that, I'm going to give you some words that I will be using in my little presentation about the family. So let's start off with some verbs. To polarize. To polarize. This means to divide. Often we talk about polarizing opinion, dividing opinion. Next, to abolish. To abolish. This means to put an end to an establishment or practice. For example, slavery was abolished in the USA in the year 1865. Next verb, to refurbish. To refurbish means to renovate and redecorate. So a person refurbishes a house, for example. And now onto some adjectives. Here's a really great adjective for you to learn. Cantankerous. What a beautiful word. Cantankerous. This means often bad-tempered and grumpy or in a bad mood. If somebody is cantankerous, they are in a bad mood all the time. Cantankerous. And the other adjective, complex. The word complex means very complicated. And a few examples of some nouns and expressions. To get the impression. To get the impression means to sense something to be the case. If I say, I get the impression that da 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 da, I sense or I believe that this is the case. Next, a soap opera. A soap opera is a TV or radio program dealing with dramatic everyday life events. In the UK, we have lots of soap operas, including EastEnders, Coronation Street, Emmerdale, plenty of others as well. Two more. The next word is allegation. Allegation, this is a claim that someone did something wrong. And finally, an expression, to sit on the fence. The fence is that piece of wood that separates gardens. So if you sit on the fence, it means you don't have an opinion either way. You don't want to say yes and you don't want to say no. You prefer to be in the middle. Okay, so those are the words. Listen out for them in this little presentation about the royal family. The world is a divided place right now. And a topic which polarizes opinion in the UK is the royal family. Outside the UK, I always get the impression that there is a fascination with the royals, as if it's a soap opera and isn't actually real. Inside the UK, the Queen has always been a part of our lives, so we accept this tradition in the same way we accept air. It's always there. But while some people love the family and think they bring so much good to our country, others are angry that in the 21st century, the idea of a family born into wealth and power still exists. This debate re-emerged following Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh's death, a few weeks ago. Some argued that he did great things for Britain. Others said that he should be remembered as a cantankerous and sometimes racist man. And of course, I'm sure you heard about Meghan Markle's allegations of racism within the family. Marrying Prince Harry and being part of the royal family wasn't exactly what she was expecting. So is this centuries-old tradition still good for the United Kingdom? Or should it be abolished as soon as possible? It's a difficult question, and personally, I prefer to sit on the fence. While I find it very strange that someone can be born into wealth and power, well, it could be argued that this exists all over the world, and not just in royal families. But apparently, the British people pay around £70 million on the royals. So should the taxpayer have to pay to refurbish the palace and for all other expenses? On the other hand, they are representatives of the country, possibly good for diplomatic relationships, and they bring in a great amount of tourism, which means money. And we wouldn't have the popular show The Crown if the royals didn't exist. The relationship between the British people and the monarchy is a complex one, and I predict it's not going anywhere. So what's your opinion of the royal family? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Or do you simply not care about them at all? So thanks for listening to this little presentation about the royal family. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned some new vocabulary as well. That's all for today's podcast. If you've got any topics you'd like me to discuss on these podcasts, then please let me know. I always like hearing from you. You can send me an email. My contact details can be found on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.